dance all the time. This is the Dan Time Podcast with your host, Dan McArthur.
Wow. Welcome back. I guess I can say that. Welcome back from hiatus. I'm actually still on Dancation. I'm not really back. So let me backtrack here. I am jumping in to say hello. You may have noticed a precipitous drop-off in Dantime content. It's not on accident. You probably deserve an explanation. Here you are thinking, wow, I found a show that it's right up my alley. This is for me. I love it. I'm looking forward to it. Every Sunday, new episode. 2 years in, and however long you've been listening, and then all of a sudden, I ghost you. I disappear. Well, it's been bothering me enough that I feel like I've got to jump in and make an announcement, so to speak. Nothing big to announce here, but I haven't had a lot of Dan time for Dan time, if you will. My kids need me. My wife needs me. My cats need me. My job needs me. My customers. All the various stakeholders, they just need more Dan time than I can provide. And also churn out this podcast every 7 days, like it's been done over the past 2 years. I've actually taken a step back, and these past 3 weeks of not working on the show really at all, and I've had more than a few reflective moments where I think, wow, that takes a little bit of time. The hours that I have usually spent on this production, when you completely step away from it, all of a sudden you're participating in things, you're places, you're with people, you're open-ended and stretched out without the caps on your time that were in place. And I got to tell you, it has been pretty nice. Now remember, when I started this project, my kids were something like 5.5, 2, and 1, I think. So now it's 7.5, 4, going on 4.5, and 3. So there's just a lot more to do that you need to do. And you just, I always carved out Sundays to spend on the podcast beyond just the conversation with the guest as far as editing and everything that goes into it. The social media updates. And so Sunday, late afternoon, mid-afternoon to all of the evening, I've reclaimed it. And I got to tell you, I like it. And I'm always going to do what's best for my family. I don't feel like I have to over-explain this. This is kind of just me making a journal entry, a diary entry here. I don't know. I don't think you guys care in great detail what's where I've been, what's going on, but it's been good. It's been really good. With that being said, I do plan for the show to continue, just not at such a rapid clip. Because you got to remember, in order to churn out new guests every week without repeating anybody or bringing in my friend Kevin or my brother or, you know, some of these guests to fill in the gaps, because yeah, there's millions of Dans across the world, but I've got to run it through a filter of a funnel here that narrows the type of Dan, the type of Dana, the type of Danny, Danielle that fits what the show has become. There are guests that appeared on the show the first, say, 3 months that were great for that time period and probably won't have that type of guest going forward. without naming names, it's not like anything's been, no guest has been an ill fit for the show. But as you can see, there's been more of a focus on the creative type, the songwriters, the touring musicians, the performers. And as I can, as I'm able, and I'd love to have more of them, current and former athletes. And let me try to, this is actually a good opportunity. If you've ever wondered how an amateur podcaster slaps it together, where do these guests come from? How does this get queued up? Well, when you don't have any larger backing and it's just you, and this is, it's all me. I don't have a staff. I don't have a social media director. I don't farm out anything. I don't have any, there's no shortage of email solicitation from marketers and promoters and such. But so if you take an independent artist, for example, they got to be one of the names that we've mentioned. Then I check out their music. Do I like it? Because you might like it, but if it doesn't really appeal to me, I'm not going to have somebody on the show and say, hey, I love your work. Wow, this song is spectacular, just to say it. It's got to be something that I get some enjoyment out of to then effectively promote it to you. Then, you like this, I craft an email. I do, there's nothing boilerplate. If you're listening and I've sent you a message, I wrote that message that day, that moment. I don't copy and paste stuff. Now, I might kind of fall back on some of my old patterns of how I write an email, but I'm batting this stuff out. I'm trying to personalize it because, you know, depending on who it is, they might not see your message. So I found that it's obviously a lot easier to get a communication flow created with an independent artist than it is to go through management or an agent. Now, those individuals do communicate with me. I have had some contact where I'm trying to line up a signed artist, a bigger name, and it doesn't start and stop. It starts, let's get some more information. Okay, here's the more information. Okay, when could we do this? Let's look ahead. Let's follow up. And then it just, you know, and it doesn't happen every time because obviously I've had some guests that went entirely through the media contact until it was time to connect for the conversation. Athletes have been more of a challenge if you're trying to get, say, a current professional baseball player major league baseball player. Those media contacts, they often do respond, but it's a longer process to the eventual no, or it's a long process to the eventual nothing, to the eventual figure out that this isn't going to happen. So, and then with all that considered, I think about where this show started. Where did it come from? Why did I want to do it? Where's the heart behind it? What am I trying to do here? A lot of cases, the people that are the public figures that are already household names 20, 30 years into a very successful career, they don't need to do this. And there may be some perceived pitfalls attached to doing a show like Dan Time. So the magic really happens when I connect with an independent artist whose material I like, I'm excited about promoting. They love doing something like this. They're talking to other podcasters, other journalists, promoting their music on various platforms, maybe doing some self-promotion. And when they come on the show, and think about this, the theme of the show, Dan Time. So when I send out those emails, I've got to qualify it and say, hey, the premise of the show is Dan talking to fellow Dans. Now, I lose people. There are people who never respond. A very, very small slice actually reply, no thanks. But the people who commit to doing the show, it's like I've weeded out a lot of folks who maybe don't have a great sense of humor, or they don't even think that this is funny. And I respect that. Because in all honesty, this thing is it's pretty corny. Okay? I mean, Dan talking to fellow Dans, it's almost nothing R-rated going on here on the surface. I mean, it's something that my second grader thinks is funny. And even then, he doesn't think it's hilarious. It just, I think you know what I'm saying. So that's what it takes to get unique guests all the time. And I've just gotten to a place where my kids are 2 years older now. I'm enjoying doing as much with them as possible. And even before I step back, you know, we're spending Saturdays together. We're spending as much time as I possibly can. And we're doing Little League and all that stuff. And so it's just time for Dan time to be maybe something that I never really wanted it to be or envisioned as far as being on call versus recurring. But probably looking at once a month, surely I can churn out something once a month, or if you're lucky, two or three times a month, when it happens, and never just because. But I have thoroughly enjoyed this project just on a personal level. I love the music that I've discovered that I would have never found otherwise, never. The creative personalities out there like Danny Cole, who created the theme song, would have never found Danny. Well, I may have found him on Instagram, but I don't know if I've mentioned this before. I wouldn't have been on Instagram without the podcast account. I went 12, 13, 14 years, however long social media has been prominent. I've known about it. I've known about Instagram, and I've stayed away. And now I'm in it. And I don't like it all the time. But yeah, Dan Orlando, Muscle Shoals area bassist Dan Williams. Couple episodes there, part one and two, where we talk about Lindy Urban in the first episode and Ghost River Revival in the second. Dan Guevara, love. Dan Guevara is just an awesome guy. This is a fun thing about the show. Most of these guests, if I have them on, I like them. They're all nice, cool people. But Dan Guevara is just really, really salt of the earth. From my experience with him, some of the ball players, I still, you know, root for them for their success. Dan Brown, Dan Beebe, the comedians, it's been some of the most exciting episodes and challenging ones for me to prepare for. But anyway, I hope you guys have enjoyed this podcast. There's a lot of material there. If you've had no Dan time the past 3 weeks, you know, go back 3 months, 6 months, a year. Most of the content is still relevant and timely. So I appreciate you listening. Again, I'm still on Dancation. You may not hear from me for another few weeks. I don't know how long. It might be 2 weeks. It might be another 4 weeks. I'm having a good time out here. I'm in a good place. That's what I said back on the trailer episode. You're in a good place. Well, don't worry about me. I'm in a good place right now. Kids are happy. The wife's happy. You've heard that. Happy wife, happy life. That's not just a saying. But the wheels are always spinning. Every day of the week, the wheels are always spinning. And I'm still thinking about and making some outreach to potential guests for the show. So stay tuned. There will be a surprise in the near future. But I hope you're doing well. I appreciate you as a listener. Always have, always will. I don't know what other people's motives are in this sphere. Might be some podcasters who are in it for themselves. And don't want to question anybody's intentions who is behind a microphone. But I said it a long time ago, but it's where my heart is. I want this show to stay underground. Not that I'd never want it to... That I never want the audience to grow, but I'm not going to compromise. I'm not selling out. I'm not focused on the white whale, because the best guests that this show has had Are they guests that you never heard of? And when the episode's over, you're thinking, where was this artist all my life? This is fantastic. And you want to keep listening. So that's what I'm doing here. Thanks for following. Thanks for subscribing. If you're on social media, I'm not crazy active. I could do a lot more, but there is a lot more to do than the doom scroll, the endless sitting and cradling the phone. And there's a real truth to brain rot. Put the phone down every so often and read a book or go for a walk or play with, I'm not lecturing you. If I was starting to say play with your kids, but take your eyeballs off of the screen and put your eyeballs on something in nature or a friend of yours or your, you know, someone you love, and you'll be happier. You'll be happy that you did. All right. That's all I got. I'm going back to it here. Back to my off time. Take care of yourself. There will be a fun episode coming up. If you have any requests, if you want to see certain people who have been on the show in the past and you want them back, message me on social media or dantimepod@gmail.com. Have a great week. Be good to yourself and take care of your friends and take your dog outside. That dog of yours has been needing to go to the bathroom for hours now. Take your animal out. Go ahead and load the dishwasher now. You know that it needs to be done. Don't wait till tonight. Don't say, oh, I'll do it first thing in the morning. Get that load of dishes started right now. Take the garbage out. Don't wait. Don't try to crunch it down. That's not, no one's, you know, you're not fooling anybody. Get that garbage bagged up. Walk it outside. If you need some help, someone will help you. I'll give you a hand with it, okay? But get that out of the house and dispose of it properly. When you leave the house, do not turn your AC all the way off. Kick it up to 76, 77, because you want positive airflow at all times. Don't snooze on that. And that's all I got. So long. See you next time.